Greetings, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to this new podcast out of Vivificat, my blog. This is Teófilo de Jesús, your brother. Tonight we are going to have a Lectio Divina, a divine reading of Psalm 84. It's the first psalm of the morning prayer for Monday of the third week of ordinary time, which is where we find ourselves. First, we arrange a place so it is restful, warm, and non-distracting. You may light some candles, burn some incense, shut the doors, draw your curtains. If you're driving, I don't want you crashing, please. Keep the eyes of your body on the road and the eyes of your soul on the Lord. Make yourself feel calm and at peace. Assume a bodily posture conducive to prayer and reading. Breathe slowly, focusing on the holy name of Jesus and nothing else, until relaxed and able to focus your attention solely on Scripture. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to attention to the holy name of our Lord, breathing in and out rhythmically. Note that, unlike in Eastern prayer, which seeks to empty oneself to be open to some great nothing, we are ever mindful of the one almighty, triune, and transcendent God, and we are trying to calm ourselves so that he might reveal to us through his word his thoughts, his inspiration, and that we may more easily perceive it. Then we pray to the Holy Spirit, "Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts and minds of the faithful servants, and inflame them with the fire of thy divine love." Let us pray. O God, who by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost didst instruct the hearts of thy faithful servants, grant us in the same spirit to discern what is right and enjoy his comfort forever, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth one God, with thee and the same Spirit, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now relaxed and in a contemplative mode, we trace the sign of the cross on the book of Scripture. We kiss the cross we traced, and then open it to read. And we now read Psalm 84, longing for God's temple. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts. My soul is longing and yearning, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my soul ring out their joy to God, the living God. The sparrow herself finds a home, and the swallow a nest for her brood. She lays her young by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God. They are happy who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. They are happy whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the roads to Zion. As they go through the bitter valley, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rain covers it with blessings. They walk with ever-growing strength. They will see the God of gods in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Turn your eyes, O God, our shield. Look on the face of your anointed. One day within your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. the threshold of the house of God I prefer to the dwellings of the wicked. For the Lord God is a rampart, a shield. He will give us his favor and glory. The Lord will not refuse any good to those who walk without blame. Lord God of hosts, happy the man who trusts in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. 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 We now meditate on what we have read. We visualize it and listen for the aspect of it that reveals the divine mysteries. We seek the deeper spiritual meaning of the words now. We read it for its anagogical or scatological sense and its typical or allegorical sense. We consider types and anti-types, shadows and symbolism, in order to understand the deeper reality the Holy Ghost intends to convey by arranging nature and history as he did, thereby inspiring the writer of the text to write as he did. For this purpose, we're going to meditate in silence for 1 minute. Now that we have meditated in silence for 1 minute, we go into the next stage of Lectio Divina, which is oratio, or prayer. We ask God for the grace to be changed by what we have read, to come more fully into being what he wants us to be, and to help us apply the tropological or moral sense of the scripture to our lives. Let us pray. Lord God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you who gave us this written word, engrave our hearts with your will. Cleanse us from every sin so that we can receive the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, your eternal Word made flesh, to live among us, to sanctify every noble human activity, to die for us, to destroy death, and to rise again to restore us to eternal life. Grant us a share in your Holy Spirit, that we might be pure reflections of your Son to one another. We rest in gratitude now for God and his Word in contemplation. Now we engage in collatio. And this is where we discuss with others what we have just learned. And my friends, the verses that really caught my eye were these two paragraphs of the psalm. The sparrow herself finds a home, and the swallow a nest for her brood. She lays her young by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God. They are happy who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. They are happy whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the roads to Zion. What a beautiful image this is. I find it so beautiful. We are all familiar with those birds that so often nest in every nook and cranny of our homes. And hopefully they are birds that sing, and they wake us up in the morning with their singing. And we look at them and we marvel at their perfection and their innocence. The psalmist saw the same thing in the temple of God, and he knew that those birds nesting in every nook and cranny of the temple in Jerusalem were not contaminating the temple. They were, by their own rights, worshippers in the temple of the living God, perhaps even getting closer to the Holy of Holies than the people themselves. They were fortunate beings. The psalmist also tells us that they are happy who dwell in your house, forever singing your praise. For a second there, this is ambiguous. Is he talking about birds, or is he talking about the singers of the choirs? Perhaps the choirs that sang these very same psalms. We are called to be like those birds, nesting and forever dwelling and living their entire lives in the temple of God. We are called to be like them, to dwell in the house of the Lord, forever singing. Consider this when you go to church and you don't sing because you think that you have a bad voice, or you are just shy, or you don't feel that it would be a humble action. No. Whenever you have the opportunity to sing, whether in during Holy Mass or during benediction or during a prayer meeting, do not hesitate to sing. To sing the praise of the one living God. And the final stage of Lectio Divina is Actio, is when we go in peace to live what we have learned. And so be it. And that's why we say Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.